There are two things that, despite being left with nothing, could allow the county to pull off an election without what Harris County officials consider to be any drop in accessibility. First is the kindness of neighbors. 14 counties, including Travis, sent a couple thousand loaner voting machines. Second, it's not a presidential election year.
We are talking about a gubernatorial election, which the average turnout has been about 33%.
Hector De Leon is the spokesperson for the Harris County Clerk's Office. While the state's most populous county would have needed close to 10,000 voting machines for a presidential election, it used about half that many for the last governor's race, which, thanks to an emergency purchase and those loaned voting machines, is just about what Harris County will have this November.
Having allocated 5,600 voting machines in 2006 and only having 5,300 electronic voting machines to allocate in this election, it doesn't necessarily mean that any poll is going to be short.
If there is a shortage, the county has ordered 800,000 paper ballots as backup, and those will be available at every polling place. And after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on those ballots, the county wants to make sure they get used. Want to avoid the paper ballot altogether? The Texas Secretary of State's Randall Dillard says don't wait until Election Day.
It's certainly our understanding that one of the things they're trying to make sure people are aware of is that early voting option, October 18th through the 29th, and they're urging people to consider the convenience of early voting instead of waiting till November 2nd.
Polling access was a major concern for voting rights activists immediately after the fire. And Harris County's plan could still be changed by the U.S. Department of Justice if that agency says the plan goes against the Voting Rights Act. As written, the Harris County Emergency Plan provides 736 Election Day polling places. That's a couple more than the last governor's race. Most of those are assigned the same number of voting machines as in previous elections. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.